The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light to moderate spells of rainfall in Mumbai on Sunday, as per the latest Mumbai weather update. The weather agency, in their Mumbai weather update, has forecast a partly cloudy sky with possibility of light to moderate rain in the city and its suburbs for the next 24 hours, and temperatures are expected to range from a maximum of 31 degrees Celsius to a minimum of 25 degrees Celsius, the IMD said. And the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation, BMC, in its Mumbai weather update, said a high tide will occur at 10:34 p.m, reaching a height of 3.53 meters, while a low tide is expected at 4:31 p.m, dropping to 1.52 meters. Mumbai lakes supplying water reached 99.09% capacity. The BMC had earlier stated on Sunday that the water levels in Mumbai's seven reservoirs, which supply the city with potable water, have reached 99.09%. Based on data from the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation, BMC, the combined water stock of the Mumbai lake stands at 1,434,227 liters at present, or 99.09% of their capacity. Mumbai gets its water from the upper and middle Vaitranas, Matsa, Tansa, Vihar, Tulsi, and Modak Sagar. The Civic Body's data on the Mumbai lakes indicates that Tansa's water level is 98.29%. 100% of the water stock is accessible at Modak Sagar, in Middle Vaitarna 98.86%, Upper Vaitarna 99.79%, Matsa 98.89%, Vihar 100% and Tulsi 100% of useful water level is available. In the wake of heavy rains, one more lake supplying water to Mumbai, Middle Vaitarna Lake, started overflowing on July 4. Lakes Vihar and Modak Sagar began to flood on July 25 due to persistently high rains. Around 4 p.m. on July 24, Tansa Lake started to overflow, increasing the amount of water stored in all seven reservoirs by 17 days in a single day. Approximately 400 million gallons of water are supplied to Mumbai by Tansa Lake, which is situated in the Shahpur region of Thane. On July 26, 2024, it overflowed. One of the two lakes that directly feed water to the BMC, Tulsi Lake, started to overflow on July 20 at around 8:30 a.m, mimicking the event that occurred on the same day last year at 1:28 p.m., according to the Civic Body.